Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very, very busy day today. Not a moment to lose. We're going to get into the news of the day, and then in the second segment, we're going to be joined by the Doctor of Lucha himself, Steve Sims. He's going to be talking the CMLL Anniversary Show, which is taking place tonight, live. Apparently you can watch it live, but you cannot watch it on demand. We'll talk to him about that situation with L.A. Park, Dr. Wagner Jr., what's going on with AAA, and so much more. And then, in the segment following that, Ring of Honor Week continues. We've had big guests all this week. Jay Lethal, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly. And we got one other big guest coming up today. And that mystery guest will be here on the program in about a half hour, talking the ROH pay-per-view coming up tonight. San Antonio, Texas, All-Star Extravaganza at 7. Jay Lethal versus Kyle O'Reilly. Jay Lethal versus Bobby Fish. Four-way to determine the number one contender for the title. Styles, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Michael Elgin. We've got the Briscoes versus a mystery tag team. ACH versus Matt Sydal, Cedric Alexander versus Moose, and the match of the century. Silas Young will be facing Dalton Castle with Manhood, the Boys, and so much more on the line. All of that taking place tonight. And of course, this weekend there's even more. There's the Bellator Dynamite Show, their version of WrestleMania. Two rings set up in the same building. There's going to be mixed martial arts, kickboxing taking place at the same time. Sunday, we have the WWE pay-per-view with Seth Rollins playing Jay Lethal, defending two belts on one show. Raw on Monday. So much stuff. I don't even know where to start, but we'll do it after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Bonsanto to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Bonsanto for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we got a lot of stuff to get into here today. It is a very, very busy weekend. One of the busiest weekends of the year. Between the CMLL anniversary show, should do a million-dollar gate. CMLL anniversary show is obviously their big show of the year, but every year there has been a very, very memorable moment coming out of it, usually involving the main event. Sombra at Atlantis, mask versus mask. The legendary Atlantis could be unmasked tonight. It is going to be a very, very big show. We're going to talk to Dr. Luch about that. That is confirmed, by the way, in about 10 minutes here on the program. Also tonight, the ROH pay-per-view. It is a pay-per-view event. I believe, as noted yesterday at the end of the show, you will also be able to order this as an iPay-per-view. But the pay-per-view features a bunch of big matches. Jay Lethal defending the title, the ROH title against Kyle O'Reilly, and the television title against Bobby Fish. Two title matches, two title defenses on the same show, which probably reminds some of you of the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view, which is coming up this Sunday. Seth Rollins defending both of his titles as well. The WWE World Heavyweight title, it is Seth Rollins versus Sting. The WWE U.S. title, it is Seth Rollins versus John Cena. Now, we'll see what they end up doing, but the last thing that I heard about the plans for the show thus far were that the world title match was going to go on first. Now, granted, anything can happen, things can change, but that to me would indicate that there's going to be a screw job finish in the world title match and a clean finish in the U.S. title match, since that is going on last. A lot of different ways they could go in that match. My guess would be that Sting would be screwed in some way and lose to Seth Rollins, whether it be DQ countout, somebody interferes. Maybe they're going to do whatever they have set up for WrestleMania, which I don't even know what that is, since it appears that Undertaker and Brock Lesnar is confirmed for Mania, or likely for Mania, so I don't know what they would do with Sting. But it appears to me that they'll do some sort of screw job there, and then probably John Cena beating Seth Rollins to win the U.S. title, because there's no reason for Seth Rollins to be holding onto both belts. John Cena's just fine doing the open challenge on Raw with the U.S. title, so that would be my expectation. Now, as we've been talking about on the show, Sheamus has done a lot of jobs of late, and this may mean nothing, but historically, and this makes no sense, but this is what they do, when a guy is getting ready to win that title, the WWE World Heavyweight title, he almost always does a bunch of jobs. And so my guess would be that Sheamus, sooner rather than later, is probably going to cash in that briefcase. I don't know if he's going to win the title. I don't know what they're going to do. But he did another job on SmackDown. He did a job on Raw. I believe he did a job on SmackDown last week, if I recall. It's been a lot of jobs. So I'm very, very concerned about that. We have Nikki Bella versus Charlotte for the Divas title. We have The New Day versus the Dudleys for the tag team titles. And by the way, D-Von did a job on SmackDown, which would lead one to speculate, based on WWE booking, that the Dudleys are going to win the titles on Sunday, which seems early. And we've got the Wyatts against Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and the Mystery Partner I have no idea who the mystery partner is. I've speculated it could be The Rock. That is speculation on my part. And Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev. Mike, any thoughts on that card?
Are you not entertained by the possibility of Sheamus as the Money in the Bank winner that he is, cashing in and wearing the World Heavyweight Championship?
No, I'm not entertained at all with that thought.
Well, that's going to kill his catchphrase then, isn't it? He's losing a lot. And on TV and in focus and all that stuff. And with their history, a lot of people may not realize that. But yeah, usually when they're going to set somebody up for something, they beat them like a drum repeatedly. Not sure when the last time this happened. I don't know if it was Randy. I don't know who it was, but I'm sure we had talked about it. But the card on paper actually isn't bad, and there should be some interesting things. I guess one of the good things is if you're the average fan, even if you're not the average fan, but definitely if you're the average fan, there's a lot in play. You know, the Dudleys with their reputation coming in and D-Von losing, you know, you wonder who's going to win that. You would figure Charlotte is going to maybe get the win and get the win she probably should have gotten on Monday over Nikki Bella. But then again, you never know. Maybe if they're going to break up PCB, you continue to go on and do that, especially when you have options like Becky Lynch and with Sasha Banks. You have options there. So Paige or whoever it is could cost Charlotte a victory, so you have that. I think probably the matches that are in doubt the least are the two biggest matches on paper, which are the two matches with Seth Rollins. I am in the camp of Sting losing, John Cena winning, but you can go a different direction with those two, especially when it comes to Sting in the World Heavyweight Championship. I think that's even far more in play than the U.S. title. I think that's a no-brainer that he's going to drop that back to Cena, but you wonder what's going to happen with the world title. So there is some intrigue there on paper. We'll see how we feel coming out of the thing, but on paper, at least, it's not too bad at all.
We have a first-time caller here on the line. I want to find out who this is. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Zach from Philadelphia.
Yes, Zach.
I didn't know if you were taking questions or not, so I called. But I was just curious about your opinion for the Ring of Honor pay-per-view for the Jay Lethal situation. Do you think he's going to retain both or just one?
It's a good question. Here's the thing with that match. There are two championships on the line here, and the challengers are the tag team, Fish and O'Reilly. And so when I look at it, I think if it were me, because I think Jay Lethal is awesome, I would have Jay Lethal retain both of the titles. However, if you want to set something up where for whatever reason you're going to break up that team, and I know a lot of people don't want to see that team broken up, but they may have already made up their minds that they have a direction that they're going to go. And maybe they're going to put Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole back together. Maybe they're going to split off Bobby Fish. I don't know. But I could see a scenario where if they were going to put Cole and O'Reilly together and they were going to split up Fish and O'Reilly, one of them would win one of the titles and it would lead to dissension on the team and they would break up. Outside of that, I don't see any reason to put either of the titles on either of those guys. Any thoughts, Mike?
I could absolutely see Bobby Fish winning the TV title. And that would not throw too much of a monkey wrench in any plans that New Japan has or any thing that they'd want to do with the tag team proper. But I don't know. I love Red Dragon. I love them. But I don't know how far or how much more you can go with them as a tag team. That's not, I don't know where else you can go with it, especially when they are so great as singles, especially with the year that Kyle O'Reilly in particular has had. Why not? You know, and again, I don't know what the dynamics are when it comes to New Japan and it comes to the, you know, the triangle that they have, really the square that they have with Roppongi Vice and with the Young Bucks and with the, you know, anybody else for that matter. Time Splitters, which, you know, with Kushida being the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion, I don't know what the plan is for Alex Shelley to go and find a regular partner or any of that stuff. So everybody could use a shakeup anyway. I love Red Dragon. I think everybody does. But if they decide to have singles, you know, go in a direction when it comes to singles, or like you said, the possibility maybe because he's away from the Kingdom now, of Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, great. You know, which leaves Fish out there to defend the TV title. Either way, I'm fine with that. Jay Lethal doesn't need the TV title. I'm not saying it's a, you know, the old Vince Russo proper gimmick thing, but that belt could most certainly be served to be on its own again and have somebody else defend it, especially with WWE co-opting the Jay Lethal storyline. So if they really want to do something different, they got that too.
All right, everybody, back in a moment with the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, talking the CMLL Anniversary Show, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Sempervivi, and Dr. Lucha. Steve Sims is here on the line, and we got a lot to get into in a short period of time. Dr. Lucha, what's going on?
There's a big card tonight.
There is a big card tonight.
A card with ramifications.
All right, run us through it here.
No, it's a one-match card, so can you give me 5 seconds and I can run through it?
Sure.
Sombra and Atlantis for the masks. Tonight, Atlantis, who has won more major masks than anybody currently alive. Well, Hijo de Santo has, but Hijo de Santo barely wrestles anymore. Will be defending his mask a year after he just won it against Ultimo Guerrero in one of the best matches of last year. And tonight, it's not another veteran, it's a youngster. Sombra, the future, one of the two or three future stars of the promotion, and a main eventer now, but, I mean, the player's expected to carry them in the next decade.
I mean, is there any chance? Because actually, Dave suggested this on Wednesday, that Atlantis might win.
No!
Yes, he did. That's what he said. What are your thoughts on this, Steve?
He did. The Canadian guru, Rob Bahari, has felt the same way. And there are others who watch CMLL patterns of how they book their for years and years and years. This is a company that's very repetitive. And they tend to book things with giving away what they want, what's going to happen, except for the time that Blue Panther lost his mask. And the pattern they're booking would indicate that Atlantis is losing. It's also, however, a pattern you would do, because Sombra is beating him at every turn with heel tactics to do so. But, you know, Brian and Mike, it's also something you would do if somebody were retiring, if it was somebody who's not going to be with the company more than a retirement tour away. It's okay to have your star that's going to carry you for the next 15 years beat the guy that's not going to be in the promotion.
That's what...
If he's given his retirement notice, then this booking makes sense.
Well, that's what my thing would be, is either way, and I can understand if he's truly done and he's got a set time to get out, okay, fine. But if you knew that, then why would you be putting La Sombra in that situation when he is, internationally, we've seen the matches with Shinsuke Nakamura. We've seen him against lots of different people. He holds up his deal, every single time. Why would they put Sombra then in that situation as opposed to somebody else to be so sacrificial?
There are two reasons, and one is a technicality. The technicality is, Atlantis went to the doctor and they told him he's got, a degenerative, he's got Alzheimer's or something, I don't know, whatever, coming up. And he says, buddy, it's time to hang it up. And so he goes to the office and says, I'm ready to go. This is the only year you're going to have a chance to do it. And the office says, you've only given us 5 weeks to set up a feud. Now, that's not what I expect to happen, but that would be an explanation that could happen because he's medically, he has to get out in a hurry. The other thing is, they looked around and said, we need, if he's going to lose his match, we need to do it not with a veteran who's going to draw for a year or two, like Ultimo Guerrero, whoever, or Negro Casas, whoever. We need to make and build it for a younger guy, and they just picked one. They could have picked Rush, could have picked somebody else, but they at the time that they set up this feud, Rush, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago, Rush and La Parca or L.A. Park, were still on the booking boards for CMLL for having a feud. So Rush was occupied. They need him for this, and La Sombra is the next highest ranking of the baby faces they have.
Now, Brian, but before you jump in here...
The wrestlers, the draws that they have.
Steve, I just wanted to shoehorn a couple more in here before Brian gets back on here. But I guess two things. It's been 17... mask matches, and there's nothing that is going to top the spectacle of last year, at least for me. I'm one of those people in that camp. I mean, I thought that was amazing from pillar to post between he and Ultimo Guerrero. But where would this rank on the history of those 17 mask matches for Atlantis? And then also, just to shoehorn this in here, and then I'll finally shut up. Why, with the changes that have happened on the show and the fact that they always have great matches together, even though we've seen it a million times, why, when La Parca and then subsequently Dr. Wagner Jr. left the promotion and stopped what they were doing, why were the Caveman and Teton not put on this card?
That's a very good question. The second question is really a very good question because I thought once Park God that they would have done something last Friday night to add a title match, perhaps add something where Barbara Carbonario was added and maybe in place of Felino or in place of Diablo if they didn't do a title match. So that Titan could challenge and Barbara Carbonario could have a rematch for the title that Barbara had before he went over to Japan. And it's very puzzling. It's very, you can go bald, trying to pull your hair out over how CMLL thinks. They have some creativity and they do some interesting things, but amazingly, a lot of it doesn't make sense. And of course, and in this case, the biggest thing you really want to say is you remember what Jake the Snake Roberts always used to say when he turned heel? You knew I was a snake when you picked me up. Well, they knew what they were getting into with Park and Wagner when they brought him back. They knew, and it didn't even last half the time that they thought it would. And amazingly, Brian would think, they would have a backup plan in case it didn't work because it was such a better than 50-50 chance it wouldn't work. But they didn't.
Now, this whole situation here with L.A. Park and Dr. Wagner and CMLL, they were back, then they were gone, and L.A. Park seemed to indicate that, okay, well, you know, some things went down, but hey, we left on good terms. We'll be back. And meanwhile, it appears that CMLL is so mad that they are the latest to be completely excommunicated from the company.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And I've been a little bit diverted with work things, but starting next week, I am not going to be diverted. The person I was covering for will be back. And I can do some more regular investigation and not have to work such long hours for this week. But they did not seem to be this upset with them until the day that Park just decided, screw you guys. If my friend Park isn't on the show, I don't want to be on it either. And Paco is a very prideful person. And, you know, you almost want to say he takes it more seriously than an adult would. In regular sports, a manager of and a general manager of a regular sport has to learn to deal with people who have incredible talent but are hard to get along with. In CMLL, other than the people who show up in no condition to work, they really don't seem to have a lot of people or philosophy of dealing with people that are extremely talented but also extremely difficult to work with. AAA has much better handle on that, although, you know, eventually they got their fill of Park a couple of years ago, too.
Well, I think the part of the key here for those that don't know a lot about Lucha is he owns his two main buildings. And so it's very, very hard.
CMLL does that.
Yes. It's very, very hard for them to lose money on a show. So he can excommunicate guys because at the end of the day, he doesn't need them. Business can go up, business can go down, but he's not losing money here on this deal.
Yes, generally that's correct. I mean, you have special rules for people that can actually draw money.
Oh, of course.
And so the Lawrence Taylor thing.
Yeah, you might think he might try everything he could to try and get along with these guys. But then again, I don't know the whole story behind the scenes. I don't know. It could be totally Paco being just a little baby, or it could be Park and Wagner just did something that they're just not going to abide in their organization.
So tonight is the show, and we have heard that it can be watched live, but it cannot be watched on demand. It cannot be watched.
That is true, and that is what CMLL is saying. And it
Why?
May be what they believe at the moment, but I will be willing to bet that. It certainly will show up in Japanese main event. The rest of the card, will be good shows, and I'm very anxious to see the goodbye match for Dark Angel before she goes to Orlando for WWE for next NXT training. But, you know, the rest of the card will probably show up on their YouTube channel before too long.
Sure.
The main event, they may try and hold off. I know they want to sell tickets. They want to sell out. This is how they make their money now, is mega shows. But I would not be surprised after a while. It's to their advantage that if Sombra wins and they want to make him a star that'll draw money for a long time, it's to their promotional advantage and their business advantage that people see that match.
Okay, now very quickly, because we don't have a lot of time here. If someone listening to this is going to order the ROH pay-per-view, which can be seen on demand, how can they watch this CMLL show live?
To the best of my knowledge, they have to order it through the CMLL show and have like two internet connections or two TV or two hooked up through a second screen.
You mean it's the CMLL website?
Yes, correct.
Okay, but the ROH pay-per-view can be ordered on traditional pay-per-view, so you could be taping that and watching the CMLL show on iPay-per-view through the CMLL.com website and watch the anniversary show tonight.
That is correct.
Well, there you go. Well, listen, Steve, next week on this program, can we get you back on earlier in the week so we can do a full breakdown of everything that happened on this show tonight?
Yeah, we sure will. Like I say, unless I'm majorly surprised, it's really going to be a main event, and then the goodbye to Dark Angel, which will be very emotional. It'll be a relatively easy card to sum up.
And, of course, at Dr. Lucha Jr. on Twitter, and a wondrous column every week in Figure Four Weekly, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Is that right?
That's it.
And, hey, it's perfect because now the newsletter is going out on Mondays. That's the official new publication date. So you'll have a column on this after the show tonight.
That's correct.
Oh, man, it's great. Well, listen, Steve, we're going to head to a commercial back in a moment with a special, super secret Ring of Honor guest here on the program. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then, Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, what a tune right there. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of Wrestling Observer Live. It is Ring of Honor week here on the program. Had big guests on every single day. Jay Lethal, Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly. And today is the final day, the final build for this big pay-per-view here tonight. All-Star Extravaganza 7 tonight on traditional and iPay-per-view. And we are very happy today to be joined by the man himself. Dalton Castle is here on the line. Dalton, how you doing?
You bet your balls. Yeah, you know it doesn't get bigger than me as a guest.
a guest, right?
No, it doesn't. You're the secret main eventer for the program this week. And we've had some great guests here, Dalton. But
wait, it was a secret you didn't tell the world?
No. I you know what? I'll tell you why I didn't, Dalton. Because many times when I've been very excited about a guest and I've announced it in advance, something has gone wrong and they haven't shown up. So in order to not curse this, I kept this a big secret. But really, every single guest we've had on have asked about your match, and so I think everybody secretly deep down knew that you were going to be the main eventer this week.
Oh, all right. Well, at least people are smart out there, and they have their dreams directed in the right way, which would be me, right? They dream of me?
Yeah.
Dalton, look, I'm not trying to kiss up here or anything, but seriously, we've asked everyone this week their thoughts on the match. For many people, including myself, this is the main event of All-Star Extravaganza 7.
Well, that's awfully flattering because I often think that any match I'm involved in is the main event. And to see that the rest of the world is finally getting on board, that's really encouraging.
Now, the match itself, everybody, for those of you, somehow, I don't even know how you'd be unaware, but it is Dalton Castle versus Silas Young. And the stipulation is that if Dalton Castle wins this match, he's going to have a new boy, Silas Young. Silas Young will become one of the boys. However, if Silas Young wins this match, Dalton, your boys are going to be given to Silas Young. Now,
I know the rules. I know the stipulation. I know what I'm getting myself into.
But do you know how long? Let's just say, God forbid that Silas Young wins. How long will he get the boys for?
I don't think the number have been really figured out, nor have I put too much thought into it. I'm not exactly worried on that end. I mean, to me, to consider how long he gets the boys, I'd have to consider losing, and that's just something I wasn't prepared to let run through my mind. I've got one path, and that's in the direction of making Silas Young a piece of my furniture.
An ottoman.
An ottoman he would be great at. Like, have you seen the muscles on that man? He has a strong 4-point stance. Does a lot of squats, does a lot of lat pull downs.
Sure.
Big back muscles. I think I could rest my heels upon a Silas Young.
Now this
he's
is
very hairy, though.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Your boys are very smooth, very clean shaven, as Rusev would say.
I like a throwback. I kind of like a retro style to my living room, you know, because a shag carpet, maybe some fuzzy furniture.
I see. So
I'm on a leather couch at the moment, which when you heat up in Texas and sticks to the skin, feels nice when the leather sticks to the sweaty body, but with a Silas, well, with all that hair, don't worry about anything sticking.
That's true. Silas could be a good centerpiece of that ottoman with one boy on each end.
Now you're feng shuiing it. It's like HGTV.
It kind of is. Now, Silas, when he's been doing his promos about this match, Silas has plans for the boys if he happens to win. He wants them to learn to change the oil in his car. He wants them to learn how to chop wood. He's got a lot of different ideas. You've got one idea that I've heard so far, which is to create an ottoman out of Silas Young. Do you have other plans if you happen to beat him tonight?
Well, I could have used the handrail, get into the ring. It's always nice to have somebody on board looking after me, traveling with me on the road. You've seen me enter a ring. It takes a bit to get out of the outfit I wear and present myself in. With an extra set of hands, I can get to the action a lot quicker.
And now, your human peacock outfit, I have no better way to describe it. It's rather...
Oh, you mean my lounge outfit?
Sure. Sometimes, well, it's got wings.
Sometimes I'll just be laying around the bedroom. They'll call my name, and I'll go, oh, darn, looks like it's time to wrestle. And you'll just see me in my... That's just what I was wearing at the time.
So you lounge around wearing the wings? Because I did not expect that.
I wear what's comfortable.
Hey, like Uriah Faber. So have you ever, and this is, when I see those wings, the first thing I think is this guy at least once has tried to jump off something fairly high and see if his wings would carry him to the ground. Have you tried this yet?
Well, no, I understand aerodynamics, and with an educated guess, I decided it would be within my best interest to not do that.
Okay, I was just wondering. Now, I was unaware of this.
We can try it. I mean, you come by someday, we'll get you geared up with those wings.
We'll have Semper Vivi put them on.
Well, wait till we win tonight, and how do you know I'm not wearing wings right now? Wait till we get the victory tonight, and then, if you're doing this, we could always have Silas and the boys try to catch you just in case. You know?
Sure.
Oh,
Dalton, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but Semper Vivi said we. Wait till we win tonight. So well, clearly, he's in your corner this evening. Now,
yeah,
I don't know
it's a royal we.
Exactly. I don't know if this is true or not, Dalton, but on the ever accurate and popular Wikipedia site, it states here that you were an NCAA wrestler. You won a New York State championship in Greco-Roman, 3 times on the NCAA All-Star team, a member of Team USA traveling internationally for the World Championships. Is this true?
Yeah, so far that's all true. I will point out it wasn't the wrestling. I mean, the world team was each wrestling, so that could throw people off a little bit. Outdoor, like in the sand wrestling.
I see.
You're on board with all of it.
So it almost doesn't seem fair for Silas Young to face someone with your pedigree.
Well, I'd say it's not fair for a lot of people to step in the ring with me, but the rules in pro wrestling are very different than they are in the Greco and freestyle world, regardless of how good my back arch is or how quick I can shoot a low single. And let's keep in mind, there's still closed fist punches being thrown, people doing things behind the ref's back. It's a different game. So, I mean, I've got my advantages. I'm a very beefy, muscly, well-trained wrestler. But there's a lot of people out there that use whatever they got to their advantage as well.
You have a very impressive deadlift German suplex that few have done. Some have, but very, very few. And it seems
a lot have done it, but not well.
Not as well as you. Not as well as you. Although, well, I'll get into that later. But the point is, you do a very, very impressive deadlift into a German suplex. And is this a way? It seems to me that your ring entrance is a way to distract your opponents from your real core wrestling grappling strengths. Would you say that's why you came up with this ring entrance, or is that just the real Dalton Castle?
Well, that's the real me. I don't think I'm trying to distract or fool anybody. There's nothing that I do that is a joke. I am a loud, colorful person, and I demand a lot of attention. And I'm just now getting the eyes that I think that I deserve from the amount of people that I knew I deserved, and the attire, the whole walk, the way I present myself is just the way to get the attention. I've always had the wrestling skills. Now, if some people confuse what they see, my presentation, if they confuse that for weakness and forget that I'm a real athlete and I will kick some butt. I can say butt, right?
You can say butt on this show, yes.
Ah, that's good. Well, I'll kick some butt. If they are misled and they forget what I really am underneath it all, then that's their fault.
I once saw Neville do the deadlift German suplex on Kevin Owens. And I hate to tell you, Dalton, but to this day, that was the most impressive I've ever seen in my whole lifetime. I don't know if there's anyone Kevin Owens' size in Ring of Honor for you to recreate this feat of strength. Maybe two men, I suppose, might be a possibility. Who is the most impressive man that you have ever given the deadlift German to?
I've deadlift German Luke Harper.
That's pretty impressive.
German, would you say you don't believe that?
No, I said that's very impressive.
Oh, Luke Gallows. These are all people prior to me stepping in the Ring of Honor ring, and now that I'm here, I've picked up Michael Elgin, who's a very dense potato-like body. And I've taken Moose over. I've given him a 5-point ride. Listen, you keep putting them in front of me, I'll keep dropping them on their head.
Is it true that you have worked in radio as an MC?
Yeah, actually, I'm a broadcast professional. Well, I guess recently, no longer is that true. I was working in radio for the last 8 years, up until maybe March of this year.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, not maybe. Yeah, March of this year when I signed my Ring of Honor contract, I was like, hey, guys, good news. I've got this sweet new wrestling job. And they were like, great news. You don't got to work here anymore.
Wow. That sounds to me like they fired you. That can't be possible.
I believe the term is laid off. I wasn't replaced.
Why would they? Wait a second. Why would they lay you off right after signing a big-time wrestling contract that has turned you into an international television superstar? Are they out of their minds?
Brian, I'm afraid some people don't see the value in a peacock who's on national TV every week and wrestling all around the world, and not to mention a damn good entertainer. Some people just don't see the value in that, talking into a microphone sometimes, which
I can't even fathom that. I can't even fathom that.
You and me both, honey. But the good news is that just gives me more time to concentrate on the ring stuff.
Well, where'd you get them boys?
Those boys. I've got boys everywhere. I should be clear with that.
So how does one go about finding boys?
These are my main boys. And when I came to Ring of Honor, they were lost souls just kind of hanging around. And I kind of swooped them up, took them underneath my wing, wink, wink. And we worked something out. They agreed that I could be the one to show them the way. And they were on board for everything, and they just, they've taken it and they run with it. I don't know if you've noticed it, but they're great. They're wonderful at what they do.
They're great boys. I wish I had boys just like them. But I don't want to kill the stipulation, Dalton, very quickly. Sounds to me like if the worst comes to worst tonight and you lose the boys, you got other boys.
Well, I can always get boys, but can I get good boys?
That's true. Can you get boys of this quality?
Those boys mean a lot to me. And I know it's risky to put them on the line, but I'm a risk taker. I mean, look, here we are, mid-September, past Labor Day. I'm wearing a white shirt right now.
What a faux pas. Dalton, stand by. We got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ring of Honor All-Star Extravaganza 7 taking place tonight on pay-per-view, traditional pay-per-view as well as iPay-per-view, San Antonio, Texas. The match of the century is taking place tonight. Dalton Castle versus Silas Young. The boys are being a boy on the line. And Dalton Castle, our guest today. Before we go, I want to give you an opportunity to throw out your resume for any national radio outlets looking for a great host with a clue. Dalton, the floor is yours.
Oh, this is my chance to really shine here. So if I start mumbling or stumbling, people are going to be like, what? How could that guy ever last about a decade in radio? That's baloney. I guess I would say, are we doing plugs or am I just pitching myself?
Plugs, pitching yourself, whatever you like.
Well, I'm a charismatic milkshake. I got a lot of muscles. I've got a hell of a deadlift German. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a great professional wrestler and broadcast man, a real man. Tonight, I put my boys on the line, and I try to coax Silas Young into finally standing down and taking the place where he belongs, which is at my feet. And that's going to be on pay-per-view, Ring of Honor Wrestling tonight. It's going to be a huge, huge event, All-Star Extravaganza, tons of amazing matches. Mine, of course, is going to be the Aurora Borealis of wrestling. And then we've got Jay Lethal defending not one but two titles tonight against both members of Red Dragon.
That's
Kyle
right.
O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, the Young Bucks in action, tag team wrestling, the Kingdom.
I hate to cut you off rudely, Dalton. Be like Haley's Comet tonight as you sit on Twitter. We're totally out of time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.